My name's Christine Boone. I'm assistant professor of music here at UNCA, and I'm the faculty advisor to the UNCA Music Theory Club. The Music Theory Club did a poster presentation on the intersection between music and science, specifically tuned water glasses to create musical sounds.
My name is Hazel, and I am from Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Hazel, what's your last name?
Oh, Eric.
I'm Elijah Brown, and I'm from Asheville, and I'm a senior.
I'm Dylan Newcity. I'm a senior at UNCA.
And where are you from?
I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
So tell me about it and how it morphed into this paper.
Right. So we were essentially asked to provide accompaniment for a piece by the composer Eric Essenwald called Stars that our choir director was seeking help with. And we ended up trying to come together with them and do some rehearsals where we were practicing on these tuned glasses and trying to figure out a good method for getting them consistently in tune, because it's kind of an interesting effort trying to use water to tune these glasses to get them to resonate just so to work with other musicians. It has to be obviously perfectly in tune with them, or else it's going to sound a little funky and out. So we ended up spending a lot of time in a lab setting, kind of weighing masses of water and then etching levels onto these glasses so that we could consistently fill them, and then to get a ballpark of where they should be for the piece, and then kind of fine-tune them a little bit beyond that. And in the process of preparing for this performance in these lab settings, we kind of realized that there was a lot of historical and physical science background that seemed to be very relevant to a discussion about the way that science and music performance are pretty fundamentally interrelated, and kind of a fundamental dialectic that exists in performing music, where there's this like kind of physical manipulation of the natural world that kind of progresses into a cultural expression or an artistic instantiation of ideas. So it's kind of like this play between the physical world and then the world of culture and art.
What was your favorite part?
I really loved just the project implementation part of it, because like I really get into just the collecting data and creating data and like analyzing it part of it, because I'm an environmental studies major, and so that facet of the project was really fun for me. But also the performance part was also very fulfilling as well. Like my core studies have been in the ecological side, so this is actually very out of the realm for me, and so this was just something to experience, something different in a way.
Do you play an instrument?
I don't. Like, this is actually the first musical performance I've ever done, ever.
I'm really into, like, sound design, so this is really cool, in my opinion, getting into the physics of why these glasses sound like they do and what makes each tone happen. And, I made up this spectrogram just so I could see that, like, there's not only a fundamental, but then there's all these overtones, and this is what makes up the sound. So it was really cool to be able to do this whole like project, really, and then find out the science of behind what we're actually hearing. Originally, I thought that there was going to be science behind it, but I thought it was going to be like way different science. In fact, originally I thought that the density of the liquid inside probably would have something to do with what we actually ended up hearing. But in fact, we found from the math that's not actually the case. It's more like the morphology of the actual glass, the thickness of the glass, and like the volume of the glass and stuff like that. So it was really cool to be able to figure out from those constraints like what makes glasses sound and what makes them sound like they do.
Michael Reese, Department of Physics, Professor of Physics, UNC Asheville.
All right, so you're attached to this music.
Yes,
so how'd that happen?
We started to collaborate to get data, frequencies, and measurements to see if we could try to integrate the physics and the music together. Yes.
Wow. Does this make perfect sense to you? I mean, physics plays right.
Well, unfortunately, a glass that has the dimensions both length and width, much more difficult to analyze than a long pipe. So horns are simple to analyze, like a flute, you know, it's long and thin, and strings are long and thin, and these are very, very simple systems. But when you get to something like a glass that has the volume large in both directions like that, this is harder to analyze. So we're going to try.
Yeah, so you're not done. You're still...
No, and there's been some research worked on glasses, too. The mathematics gets more elaborate and more approximations have to be made. So the students took a experimental approach where they got data with spectrograms and things, and that's the safest thing to do when you're not sure of the modeling. It's an excellent interdisciplinary activity, and I always jump to the opportunity to do such things. And I love music. I'm a pianist, and I teach the physics of sound in music class, so this is a natural for me. And I just loved to hear about the project, a very, very beautiful piece that's performed with these glasses, and it's very exciting.
It's wonderful. I'm extremely proud of them. They took on this project just with a lot of enthusiasm and passion, and I think that's a wonderful aspect of UNCA in that the culture here really encourages interdisciplinarity, interaction between departments. It's been wonderful working with Dr. Ruiz in the physics department, and I'm just so proud of all their hard work.